The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated. Hi, everyone. My name is Brooke.
And I'm Liza.
When I first started coming to St. Cross, my main motivation to attend church every Sunday was so that I could hang out with Liza. We loved going to the annual Halloween party, participating in the Christmas pageant as bells, then stars, angels, and eventually both playing Mary, and of course, coming to Vacation Bible School every summer.
I was also guilty of just enjoying the fun of it all, always spending more time catching up with Brooke than actually paying attention to what was going on. Since we were very little, we were constantly getting into trouble for talking during services, running around, and practicing our dance routines in the hall.
Despite being a disturbance to members of the congregation, we always wholeheartedly enjoyed our time at St. Cross. As years went by, we became more involved with the church, serving as acolytes most Sundays, being leaders at VBS during the summer, and helping out with church activities and parties.
These experiences helped us become more mature individuals, and we grew to appreciate the spiritual aspect of St. Cross more than just the opportunity to hang out with friends. As we started to put more focus and dedication into the church, we were able to form a deeper connection with God. We found this not only through our Sunday school lessons, but through the relationships and friendships that we built with all the members of our youth group.
At the beginning of our high school years, the pilgrimage that we had always talked about became a reality. We had always had the dream of going to France. However, our group ended up choosing New Zealand, which turned out to be so much more incredible than we could have ever imagined. This trip ended up being one of the highlights of my life so far, from doing fun activities like going to water parks, walking around in nature reserves, and exploring cities, to the deep connection that we made with the members of our group and with God.
We were able to bond with each other in creative ways, like working as a team to cook meals together, which was often a struggle, and having meaningful conversations about ourselves and our spiritual journeys. We had to push ourselves through certain challenges, one of them being a glowworm cave full of freezing water and dangerous rocks that we were told to plunge backwards off of. This caused a lot of fear for me, but when I trusted God and believed in myself, I was able to overcome this and take pride in the difficulties that we faced.
Besides all of the happiness that this church has given me throughout my life, this congregation has also been there to help me through certain challenges. The church was here to support me during my back surgery, and every person here has asked me how I'm doing and has shown genuine interest in my life and my family. Our dedicated youth group leaders also were always there to make church so fun and engaging and always offered us a safe place to talk about what we were going through.
The church has always given great support through my family's hardships as well. When my mom and I went through a horrible loss, Reverend Rachel was there to support us and share God's love. Reverend Robin also attended my theater arts productions, showing her care for what I'm passionate about.
As today is Pentecost, the gospel reading referenced the coming of the Holy Spirit and spoke to how the Spirit is with us, even though we cannot see it. Not only does the Spirit follow us throughout our lives, especially as we take new steps in our journeys, but it can be clearly shown through others' acts of kindness and support. The Holy Spirit brings us the courage to stand up for what is right and be advocates for what we believe in.
Today is also our confirmation day with the other members of our youth group. We've spent years with this group, and our connection with each other has brought us to solidify our spirituality as part of this church. Confirmation is an adult decision to reaffirm our faith as Episcopalians. It will guide us to continue loving our neighbors as ourselves and keeping the word of the Lord in our hearts and our minds.
St. Cross has been a major part of my life for so many years. The people I met here, the relationships I formed, and the experiences I had have shaped me to become the person I am today. Though I'm going off to college next year, St. Cross will always be a home to me, and I am so grateful to have been a part of this family.
St. Cross brought so much light into my childhood and taught me lessons that I will take with me in my future endeavors. The connection that I made with God and those around me on this journey changed my life for the better, and I could not be more appreciative of the opportunities that St. Cross has given me. Brooke and I may be going off to college, but we'll definitely come back to continue being the chatty friends in the pews.
We pray that God blesses St. Cross just as it has blessed us throughout our years here.
Thank you, and may the Lord bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Whoever likes the hug, we gotta take off the mics.